Peace be with you, and happy Easter. Three times, Jesus addresses his disciples by saying, "Peace be with you." In this season of Easter, we have a heightened awareness of what that peace really is. We have this wonderful experience of the Triduum and the celebration of Easter and singing Alleluia again. But how quickly we can forget, how quickly we need to be reminded that Jesus Christ offers us peace. And this is a peace that lasts forever. It didn't just come last week. It's been in the world since the fullness of time, when Jesus Christ lived in the world, died in the world, and brought salvation to the world. We need to remember that. And it's interesting because Jesus, in today's gospel, is speaking directly to the disciples' fears. That's why he says, "Peace be with you." That's why he says, "Peace be with you" to us. We have to be keenly aware of those things of which we are afraid. Because if we can pay attention to those things, Jesus Christ, in a very real way, offers freedom from those fears. In our first reading this morning, we hear about the early Christians, the early disciples, the transformation that they experienced in this new life that had been given to them through the dying and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The transformation happened so much so that they no longer were afraid of not having worldly things. It empowered them to take everything that they had and to open it up to be shared with other people. That's a very real transformation that can only come from not being afraid of not having enough. God gave us life, and he gives it to us abundantly. And yet, it's so easy for us to be afraid. This morning, we come to church, we experience God in a specific way, in a very real way. We do it every week. And yet, how quickly we can forget. Because as soon as we step away from here and step back into the world, it's easy to be overcome by fearfulness. I'd like to ask you to think about right now, what is it you're afraid of? What is it that frightens you? Ask yourself right now, how can the presence of God transform that fear? How can the presence of God transform you to be powerful enough to overcome that fear? Take that transformation with you. As we gather this morning and receive God in a very real way, let us not forget the peace that comes from receiving God. Let us not forget when we take that peace from here and bring it out into the world, that we can be transformed. And in our own transformation, we can transform the world.